Out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, some 2.5 miles down, lies a patch of muddy ocean bottom, a place where few fish even venture. Yet it is the most studied and photographed piece of real estate in the deep ocean. Because this is the final resting place of Titanic. When the first thunderous boom echoed across the plain of Campania, quickly followed by a blistering hail of volcanic rock, the man and the woman hastily abandoned their village and made a run for it to the east.
Hauling himself from his canvas chair, he strode over to the dead young man and knelt matrily next to the mortuary slab. Right, so, Lazarus, tell me, is there a problem?
No, Chris, it's all good for me.
Because, how can I say this, at present, you're doing a little too much.
Yeah, sorry about that.
The director peered at his watch and rubbed the red indentations left by his baseball cap. Because it's getting on for 2:30 and... What's your name again?
Stephen. Stephen McQueen, with a PH.
No relation?
No relation.
He blew it out of proportion.
Him and his friends put me in hospital. Anyway, the room was full of flowers.
Colour.
Spilling into the corridor more every day. They gave them to the other patients, took them home. Eventually they had to burn them all in a big pile.
So much love. Now, nothing.
Did he tell you?
It wasn't fair to Henry. I wanted to stand up and shout at that man. He's just insensitive. I mean, that wasn't the time or place, I thought. Of course, I understand what he was trying to do. He was trying to teach the students something. But he could have been gentler. Or he could have waited.
You sent for me because you wanted a nice, satisfying scene, ending up with all of us in tears and me comforting you and telling you that you are the most glorious, God-given genius the theatre has ever known. Then we should have billed and cooed our way through the rest of the rehearsal, which, incidentally, you need just as much as the rest of the cast, and once firmly established on a nauseating kiss-and-be-friends basis, you would immediately have set to work again, insidiously and unscrupulously, to win back the point that you lost at the outset, namely, that Marion should continue playing Stella, a part for which she is too old and entirely unsuited.